Welcome to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. And now, here is your host, Jeff Beaupre.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. It's been a couple of wild weeks, so glad you could join us this morning. And also in the studio with me, my great co-host, Robin Roberts of Pikes Peak National Bank. Welcome, Robin.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. Good to see you.
It's going to be an interesting program, a few little business bites and cyber bites to start with. Then we're going to get into some of the business issues with Robin, and she has a big announcement. We're going to talk about that. And then at the bottom of the hour, Mark Pimentel is going to join us. He is the general manager of KRDO. In the Springs, we're going to be talking about fake news again, and he's got a great example of some of this stuff. So you want to listen in on that one. Well, let's take care of some of the tidbits first. For you folks that have Verizon phones, you're going to want to be watching closely. There is a phishing scam out that is asking for login credentials, and it's on the Verizon platform. So if you get a note on there, be careful. You don't want to be entering that. I might as well talk about my favorite subject, too, Facebook. Robin's laughing. There's another phishing scam out on that that's asking for your email address and your login credentials for your email address as part of setting up some of the Facebook accounts. So be careful with that. Don't be giving out your email. That's nuts. And the big one, if you've had PC work done, cleanup, malware removal, things like that on your workstation, and you took it to Office Depot from about 2014 to 2016, they have just made settlement, and this is between Office Depot and support.com. They got hit with a $35 million fine. You take your PC in to have some work done, there you go, oh yeah, it's got malware, when it necessarily did not have malware. So it was quite a scam that was uncovered, and they've been hit pretty good. So if you've had any work done at Office Depot in those years, you want to go back and talk to them. You should be getting something in the mail, by the way, but you want to be following up on that one.
Were they charging extra? They're saying, oh, you have malware and it's going to cost $100 for us to...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Robin's rolling her eyes. She goes, yeah, And it's one of those things. You take your car to the mechanic, and you have trust in people, as well you should. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those, again, I always say it's the doctor, dentist, lawyer model. Who do you trust? And you're going to run into that once in a while, but this one was a big one. So talk to your friends. Find out who they trust. And you know, that's... Robin and I were talking about that in the prep meeting. It's like, who do you trust in terms of whether it's, you know, business, insurance, PC support work, whatever it is, find out a trusted soul before you're talking about it. So that includes banking, right?
The best way I've found is ask people that you trust, your friends or business associates that you really love to deal with, who they deal with and have had good experiences with, and go with that.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, we were talking about roofing. I heard the ad for Petroli coming in, was like, oh yeah, I know those folks. It's worked out well. Free plug there. Well, we're going to maybe take an early break and get some of the advertising out of the way. Stay with us, and we're going to come back and talk with Robin about banking and all of the new business and her big announcement. So stay with us. You're listening to the Business Week in Review at KRDO News Radio. It is 9:12 on Friday morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Hoping you're having a great start to your Friday. Glad to have Robin Roberts back in the studio with me from Pikes Peak National Bank. Good morning again, Robin.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining. Interesting discussion over the last few years, and I guess this is how I got into radio, was working with Robin, it's been, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago now, doing little spots on that Saturday show.
Yeah, the Saturday Business Magazine.
Yeah. And at the time, it was a discussion about business topics. and how many years Robin has been involved in the banking business and working with businesses, looking at that. And I said, you know, what an amazing wealth of information. And she's done a lot of coaching and volunteer work in business. And then, a month or so ago, you kind of went up and said, wait a minute. I should be doing more of this. So with that intro, I guess I'll let you run with that now. So tell us about what you're going to do with that.
Well, first, I'm not leaving the bank.
Yeah, not leaving the bank. Don't anybody jump out of the window.
Yeah.
Nothing changes at Pikes Peak National Bank.
Yeah, the bank is doing well. We're, you know, getting ready to expand in Colorado Springs. So this is very separate from the bank. But it does pull upon a lot of experience that I have with business owners at the bank, but primarily business owners in our community. I've been volunteering at the Small Business Development Center for 9 years now.
Yeah, a long time.
Helping business owners understand how to start their business, funding, budgeting, business planning, a big one. I write business plans all the time. So I started my own company called Elements Business Coaching. And Elements Business Coaching, I guess I should say. And it's very targeted at helping business owners understand their profit and loss statement and their balance sheet and how the two relate to one another, how you can identify opportunities in those financial statements. A lot of business owners all business owners are really good at whatever their business is, but when it comes to the bookkeeping and invoicing and financial statements, that's something that can be overwhelming for them because it's not their specialty.
And this is so common. You know, we were talking the last couple of weeks about the stress on medical practices,
yeah,
things like that, and how they get lost in the business issues because they're trained to do something. This is no different. Just like you say, all businesses focus on what they do well, and the business side of it falls in a crack.
Exactly. But when you understand, if you just invest a few hours in learning what your balance sheet is and what your P&L is, your profit and loss statement, and how the two relate to one another, if you're looking at those on a frequent basis, once a month at the very least, there's ways to, you can identify opportunities. You can identify, you can see trends that might be disturbing where you need to make some changes. Instead of being reactive to all of this, you can take proactive steps before things become a big deal. And it doesn't just sitting down with me for just a couple of hours. And this is education and information that you can now use for the rest of the time that you're in business. Successful business owners understand their financial statements. They don't wait for their taxes to come and then say,
yes,
okay, well, revenues were up or revenues were down. Now what am I going to do? They understand their financial statements. They know where to look to see where changes can be made or where opportunities can be taken advantage of. And so that's really the main focus, is really helping business owners not be overwhelmed by the financial aspect of their business and to invest a little bit of time in their knowledge base so that they can become more successful.
It's a very good point because, as you say, it's very focused on the financial side, and that's where it gets missed many, many times.
Well, there are a lot of business coaches in Colorado Springs, and they're very good at what they do. Some are focused on the leadership aspects of you as a business owner or, you know, your management team and developing leadership qualities in your employees. Some are developed in, are focused on systems and processes. Some are focused on strategy. What I've found is sometimes the cost to be able to hire them can be an obstacle for smaller businesses. And so, I understand the challenges that small businesses have on the financial side. So I just charge an hourly rate. It's easy for them to budget. Also, business planning for startups, business planning for existing businesses. I know what banks are looking for when
I was going to say you have an inside track.
I know what they want to see in your business plan. And when you tell a startup or someone who is an existing business and say they're wanting to start a second location, well, we need a business plan. They're so excited about what they're going to do. And then it's like, popping the balloon, they're all excited. It's like, oh, but we need a business plan. Oh, So, I mean, I can help with that. It's very, I write business plans all the time. I know what the bank is looking for. And so, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time worrying about it. I can do that for you.
Well, the key part is there's no retainer involved. And that's, yep. You know, that's my own companies are the same way. We don't charge a retainer. It's like, if you don't like us, don't use us. And people kind of look at you, go, what? I said, well, that's part of that trust issue.
Well, I love your results, not excuses. Yeah. I mean, if I know that I provide value, and if I don't, then you're not, you know, writing this big, you know, several thousands of dollars retainer without really understanding what you're going to get from it. And it's just an hourly rate. You can budget it, and, you know.
Where it is.
That's yeah, it is.
And it goes back, the other part of that line that we use is like, well, if we don't take care of our clients, someone else will. It's you know, and if you keep them tied into a contract, that just makes your client all the matter.
Well, and I mean, we all know the financial challenges that small business have, you know. They, you know, advertising and marketing and legal services, and I mean, there's so many things, insurance, all the things that you have to pay for as a small business, and those can be very expensive. So you don't want, I just don't want to create an obstacle to someone investing a couple of hours in knowledge that will serve them well for the rest of the time that they're a business owner.
That's a very good point. You buy what you need.
And exactly, and you know what you're going to get.
Well, that's the most important part.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into. Especially, like you say, if you're about to contact a bank and have a discussion with them, you gotta know what they're after. You don't go in and say, well, I've got the latest widget everybody's going to buy, and the banker's going to go, oh, really? Where's your business plan? So,
yeah, I know what the bank wants. I know what banks want. I know what they're required to have regulatory-wise. But I've been doing this on a volunteer basis at the Small Business Development Center for, you know, 9 years. So I also know which banks do what things. You know, banks, just like businesses have niches, banks have niches as well, expertise in certain kinds of lending that other banks might not have. And so there's no need to waste your time with a bank that's not interested or doesn't have the risk tolerance for what you want to do. You can go to, I can send you in the place where you're not going to be wasting your time.
Yeah. No,
they have the risk tolerance. They have the expertise.
Well, we were all excited that this was announced, a couple of weeks ago now. And knowing Robin's volunteer work, and when she made this announcement, we were like, Robin, it's about time. With a few other expletives.
So many people have said that to me over the years. Like, why have you not, you know, created a business around this? And I guess you have to get to a point where I have an executive coach that I use, and she was like, don't you think it's time to create your own business?
Sometimes we need that outside influence to kick us in the head and go, you know, wait a minute.
And the timing has to be right, too.
So. Absolutely, timing has to be right.
Yeah.
You have to have things in place. You have to have your business plan. Did you write your business plan, Robin? Well, yeah, it's important. So it's going to be great to see. I think most of the listenership knows that you're part of the A-team of this program, talking about marketing and business in general. You've been on a number of times talking about this, and it's like, now it's time to get out there and really do some of that stuff. So any tidbits that you can, now I want you to give free advice.
Well, I never have a problem doing that. You know, the whole goal is to have small businesses in El Paso County that have strong financial foundations. We don't know what's coming down the pike later this year or in 2020 economically.
And you were talking about this on the program a few weeks ago.
I talk about it all the time because I was a banker during the recession. And so I saw, you know, some of the mistakes that business owners made that kind of took them down in an economic environment. And I saw what some business owners did during the good times so that they could weather that economic environment. And so, you know, everything that I've done as far as volunteer work in this business as well and as a banker has been to help businesses make good financial moves now and decisions now so that a downturn or a change in their industry or just a change in their business, they can weather it.
That's a very good point. Do it now, because when the recession or downturn or whatever it is hits, it's too late.
The decisions that will get you through the downturn are made during the good economic times.
That's so true.
We're certainly in one of those right now. So those the discipline needs to be in place now.
I have your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So what's contact information, Robin, so they can reach you about Elements?
So you can find me on my website at elementsbusinesscoaching.com, and you can email me at Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at elementsbusinesscoaching.com.
Excellent. And you've got your domain all set up already.
It's all set up.
I don't want to see any of these Gmail accounts out there. Well, stay with us. We're going to take a short break, and Mark Pimentel is going to join us, and Robin's going to stay with us. We're going to have an interesting discussion about fake news, but it's 9:27 on Friday morning. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Week in Review. Well, thank you, Ellen and TJ. Glad everybody's back with us. Robin's in studio, and a special guest, Mark Pimentel, the general manager at KRDO in, I guess, Colorado Springs now. But you got a much bigger footprint than just Colorado Springs. But welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Talk about some of the changes, and you got a great example of some of the fake news. And we've talked about this on the program in the past and how it's changed, and you have the best view ever of what goes on. He's grinning. He goes, yeah, sometimes a little too good of you. But talk about that.
Well, when I was in Atlanta, there was a lot of stirring around about controversy between the CDC and their view of vaccinations.
CDC, disease center.
Center in Atlanta. And they were getting attacked because they were saying there is no linkage between vaccination and autism. And at the time, I'm probably going back 3-4 years now, there was a very active online effort. Jenny McCarthy was very much on the forefront of that, along with some others. And, you know, the CDC is basically saying, well, you know, science says this, there is no linkage, there is no proof of it. That doesn't mean that a child who got vaccinated didn't get autism, but there's no proof of linkage. And so we did several stories on it back then, and there was this sort of growing anti-vaccination movement at the time. And I don't think any of us, you know, beyond the fact that I'm the son of a scientist, so I believe in science, you know, I believed that it had been researched and there was no linkage. Although, as we all know, autism continues to grow. I don't think any of us have ever, no one's really figured out why it's growing the way that it is. Excuse me. But the story that I think is interesting today, and it's a sad story, and that is this, you know, in the last 6 months, we have seen the outbreak of measles, which has essentially been, I would say, more or less wiped out in America during my lifetime. And it just was no longer a factor as a disease.
You don't see it anymore.
No, you don't. But now all of a sudden you do. I mean, there's issues up in the state of Washington. There's issues in the city of New York. And I don't think we've seen the end of it. And you have, you know, in some cases, you have children who are now turning 18 who are, you know, saying, why the hell wasn't I vaccinated? You know, and it was their parents' decision, obviously. And so it's been going on for years, but now we're really starting to see it come home to roost. And many of these kids happen to be homeschooled. Not all, but plenty of them are. But, you know, I read something online from a credible news source this week that, you know, somebody was saying, you know, if you have measles, you can't go here, here, and here. Well, how would you know? Unless the person's face is, you know, completely broken out with red dots, how would you know someone's even communicable at
that
point when they're walking into a store or an arena or whatever it might be? So I just, you know, it's for me, it's one of the first times I can say tangibly that whether you want to call it fake news or just simply the problem with online facts from bloggers who don't use the same sources that journalists do, in my opinion, have misled, you know, how many thousands of people into taking a pretty darn dangerous path for society as well as their own children.
It's a very good point. And you see this as well. Michael Barber was on the program last week, and he talks about some of the biggest issues now are patients that walk in and have self-diagnosed because they've been reading everything on the internet. Who knows where it come from? And, that, and this goes to the exact same thing, and it drives them crazy. Because how do you know? You're right. How do you know when you walk into a stadium that somebody doesn't have mumps, measles, or who knows what?
Yeah. So I think medicine has come a long way, but now we're kind of taking some steps backwards because one or two people say, you know, this is the way it is, and I believe it to be true, and so therefore it is. I'm going to touch on something that I think is in that vein, but I find very troubling, once again, as the son of a scientist, and that's global warming and the issues with I don't know at what point global warming became a political issue where the Democrats in most of the world believe it's true that we have climate issues and we need to take care of our climate and we need to take some serious steps. And yet on the other side, on the Republican side, even though our own government and our own government agencies have come out with a report that says it's real, our president and several members of the Republican political spectrum say they don't believe it. I mean, this is our own government saying it is, and then part of our government saying it isn't. So, you know, I mean,
which is it? Yeah.
Which is it? And I think that, you know, it's undeniable at this point that the oceans are getting warmer, that the polar ice caps are melting at a greater rate than they ever have. The ocean levels are expected to go up by several inches, which for coastal America is going to be an issue. Maybe not tomorrow, but maybe in 20 years from now. But what's real and what isn't? And the science says there's something there. And then people point to, well, it's extremely cold now. Well, the extremes is really what is part of the whole global climate issue is you can have extremes at both ends.
True. Well, and I always go back and I ask you the question is, what does the funding model, how is it corrupting this? You know, as all of the various agencies are, you know, fighting for funding from the government, how is this biasing the outcome as well? Robin's shaking her head over here. He's like, yeah, what impact is that having on things? And it goes back to the disease issue as well.
Right. Well, it, I mean, some of the funding things that have happened or, you know, we're also in this, you know, for your business, you know, listeners, of which that's your primary listener. I mean, deregulation, you know, under the current administration, many business people have viewed as very much positive. And obviously the tax breaks that occurred last year, I think universally were positive for the business community. But what is happening sort of out of the headlines is the changing of the Clean Water Act and which is just, you know, and clean air, so-called clean coal, and what are we doing with filters on that? And you start to look at who's in charge. For example, the EPA is somebody who was deeply involved in the coal industry. The person now in charge of the Republican health plan, developing it, was cited for the largest Medicaid fraud in America for several billion dollars.
Well, I guess I missed this one.
Oh, this is current this week. He ran a company that was cited for the biggest healthcare fraud, Medicaid fraud ever. And he's being charged with one of the people to set up the new Republican healthcare. I mean, I'm sorry. What's wrong with this picture?
Wow. Wow. I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I think some of the people that are getting selected, it's the, you know, what do they say? The wolf guarding the hen house kind of thing going on here. And I think that we have a lot of that going on. And I just think that people are not, because there's so many other things swirling, which the Mueller investigation and this and that, that I think we've lost sight of some of the things that are happening much more quietly, which can simply be done without legislation and simply by presidential act. So it's some of them have been good for business, but I don't think we've seen the ramifications of that play itself out.
Well, and to your example about the disease, it doesn't, it's going to take a few years before all this shakes out too. We won't see the results.
No, and I, you know, now you get into the issue of personal choice, what can you control, what can't you control about someone else. Obviously, if you're going into a public school environment, that is a much more controllable situation. You can say, to gain entry, you must do this and prove it. But if somebody is being homeschooled or privately schooled, is that in fact going to be controlled in the same way? And I think that's where we're, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Very interesting. Always good perspective from the media. We're going to take a short break and come back with Robin and Mark. We'll talk about some of the changes going on in KRDO, and we can talk about the new radio program as well. Anyway, talk about that coming up. But stay with us. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's 9:46. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. The discussions in the breaks are always much better. We're all laughing. It's like, well, we probably couldn't put that on the air, though. Robin's going, no, don't you dare. Well, we're talking with Mark Pimentel and Robin Roberts, and some of the stories, fake news. Mark is always grinning from ear to ear as he's talking about some of this because he's in it so deeply from a day-to-day perspective. But we're adding a few new things about that. And what was it? A couple of months ago, you were talking about adding new conduits. We have one product to get out with information, and you're kind of coordinating the products. Talk a little bit about that, and you can talk about this new radio program that's coming up as well.
Yeah, we're sort of, I would say, bucking the trend in radio. One, we have a regular radio news product, but now we're going to add more to it. It's pretty much targeting April 15th now as the start date for it. Dan Karcher, who used to be one of the radio voices of the Sky Sox, has joined our team, and he's going to be doing the afternoon drive from 4 to 7, and it'll be augmented with TV news people, Heather Scold, Bart Bedsell, Stephanie Sierra, Mary Matthews from our chief meteorologist, and Rob Namnoon will all pay visits during that period of time as we once again bring radio and TV more together as part of the KRDO network. So we're pretty excited to get that started.
And it makes so much sense. You say bucking the trend, and we've seen that on this program. It's been amazing. People say, well, you know, radio's gone, but there's many conduits, be it the live broadcast or stream or the podcasts. And the listenership, when you're trying to bring value to it, you know, many people have talked about, you know, we don't feel alone. There's business content out there. We can talk about similar business issues. And we've seen the listener, or I say followership, because it's both online and on a radio. It's exploded. So radio's not dead. It's not time to bury it as yet.
No, it isn't. And I'm pretty proud of our efforts here on doing podcasts, you know, which you're involved with, and as well as others. And Ted Robinson of our staff, you know, has done a great job with it. And we keep developing more and more and more podcasts and content. And I have to admit, I have a lot of friends that are, you know, deep into podcasting. And I have a 7-minute commute, so I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to get into podcasting. But, you know, there's some great content out there. There really is. And now what used to be kind of an outlier, you know, 5-6 years ago, and a few people did podcasting and a few people listened, now it's really come mainstream. And so that's something that we're into, we're exploring, and you can just kind of go almost any direction with it.
When the beauty of it is, you can time shift it to your schedule and what you're doing and when it's convenient, rather than, oh yeah, okay, I got to listen to Jeff's show at 9 a.m. Yeah. No, you don't have to do that anymore. You've got it wide open, which is a huge new conduit.
Yeah. And it's really following the trend of where consumption is anymore, and sort of why, you know, our online consumption has gone up, you know, dramatically over time, is that, whether people want to access a weather forecast or a, you know, a news story, and they weren't available for the morning news, but they get to work and they have a little bit extra time and they go online and look at it. It is, we become a society that has moved away from, as you said, sort of this regimented viewing. And there still are people who do that and,
sure,
and want it live and want it then and all that other stuff. But so many other people just want it at the convenience of when it works. And so podcasting is yet another example of that. But just touching back on the radio thing, you know, the recent blizzard really to us showed the value of radio. We had more than a half dozen people call us that were among the 1,500 people that were stuck in cars for 4, 6 hours, 8 hours, and we were their conduit to information. They were stuck. They couldn't move. They couldn't go forward. They couldn't go back. They couldn't get off the road. They were just stuck. And we were it, and we're proud of it. We were on for 7.5 hours. We were the only TV station that was on straight. And of course, we were the only people that had radio at the same time. And but we really, we saw the value of it for people in the sense that for them, it was like a security blanket.
Yeah, and it's so true. And it's really a testament to what, you know, KRDO has done with that broad set of conduits, you know, radio, podcast, everything. And we see the same thing on this program. The number of downloads, the number of people that hit the podcast is, I would probably say it's 1-to-1 right now, people actually listening or streaming, and then they follow it up later. I mean, for listeners that ever get the chance to take the studio tour, there's a huge display next to this studio that shows all of those connections at any one time. And it's dramatic how many people are connected to that, especially during programs like this. So, yeah, the internet is, well, we're all addicted to our iPhones, as we were trying to break everybody off last week, but we're addicted to that, and it's convenient. So, well, thank you very much, Mark, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on and get your perspective on things and kind of take you back to your radio days too, right?
Yeah.
You love that.
Yes.
So,
get back in it.
Get you back involved. Well, thanks, Robin, again for joining us. It's been a great discussion. You've been listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino is up next. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. Business Week in Review airs Friday mornings live at 9, 16 hours UTC, and originates from flagship KRDO Network in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at businessweekinreview.com.